Let's start with that real quick. You've been in town a couple of days. You took part in the tourney yesterday. How did it go?
It's really fun. Obviously, like I was just telling you guys, the Shafley raised a lot of money for such a great cause there with kids sport, and just to be able to participate that and help raise a little bit more money was special. And being on the ice with the kids too was also really fun. So I've had a good couple days here before the development camp.
How's your summer been leading into this week here?
Summer's been good. Obviously, it was a little short. Last year, I was kind of used to the college schedule, and I had even longer time of before development camp. And now, with that crunch time, I took off a few more weeks, and didn't have as much time coming into development camp. I still feel pretty good, but that's just another way that we got to adjust to the pro lifestyle. So,
when you look back on last year, now that you've had some time, how do you think it went?
I think it went really well. I think I did a lot more than I was almost even expected to do. So whenever you exceed your what are, could look like limitations, it's always a good year. Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
Just with Paul and the Jets coaching staff out there, well, is it a little bit different coming into this camp then? I mean, you have the year under your belt, but they're also out there. Is it trying to show them more?
Yeah,
what are
yeah.
you trying to show them?
Well, here? Yeah, Paul was and the staff, they weren't here last year, so they weren't really running it. And obviously, whenever you get a chance to get out in front of the big guys and the guys who are running the boat, it's nice. It's a good way to kind of put your name down on another footprint. Anytime you can get a chance to put your foot down, get a footprint even more, it's nice. I mean, they obviously know what they're familiar with us. They know our game, but once again, just every opportunity you get is it's an opportunity to shine lighter in their eyes. So,
what's the focus for the summer for you, Jack?
Same as most summers, just getting bigger, stronger, faster. It's a cliche, but I really do need to get bigger. That one game really did help me with preparation for the summer. I got a taste, and I got to really see what I'm going to have to run into for the next, many years. So,
what was it like to you, with the benefit of reflection, how special that was to get that first game in your hometown? And, I mean, what was it like at the end of the season when you went home? I mean, you probably didn't get to talk to everybody at the time, but what was the reaction like and getting that taste?
Yeah, they're really excited. Obviously, a lot has happened in Columbus hockey, and being able to do something there was special to share with those people as well.
Which part of your game do you think grew the most last year?
I think my defensive part of the game. I think every year I see a little bit of improvement in the defensive zone, and this year they really had to nail it down. I wouldn't have been able to put up, I don't think, as many points as I would have if I wouldn't have been able to really understand the system. And it was nice, obviously, with both teams doing similar systems. It was it's good to really nail those down right now.
When you come to main camp in the fall, will your mindset be any different coming into camp with a full year of pro hockey under your belt?
I think the only real difference is just your comfortability level. Obviously, the first year you don't know too many guys. You kind of a little walking on eggshells around the locker room, not in a bad way, because we got a really good group. But every year you want to make the team. You want to, once again, you want to put that footprint down and shine lighter in everybody's eyes. So,
as a young player, do you get caught up at all in looking at the numbers and the roster? You know what happened in expansion and what's happened in free agency, or what will happen in free agency? Is that something you concern yourself with at all, and maybe where your spot might be?
No, not really. I mean, as a fan of the game, I like to watch that kind of stuff, but I don't really try to do too much GMing in my house. So,
it's sometimes hard to believe, this time last year, you weren't even sure if you're going back to Miami or going to London or maybe playing with the Moose. Is that surprising, or that, life goes fast, but is that something you ever think about?
It was obviously a quick transition. Not a lot of kids go 1 year in college, and being able to make that jump pro was really nice to do it at a young age and do it so successfully. So,
what was the toughest transition, though?
It was just the pace of the game. And the pace, I hate using the cliche, but it is bigger. Everybody's bigger. Everybody's older. Everybody's faster. Everybody's smarter, too, which is a huge thing. People know where they are, so it's kind of sometimes easier to read the game in some ways, because you kind of know what they're going to do, and they're not going to mess up. So,
what does it mean to have Kyle and you guys going through the same things last year together as rookies? And obviously he started with the Jets, but to be able to lean on each other and things like that, was that a big benefit?
Yeah. When he came down, he was a great job. He did a great job for me. He helped me push the pace. You know, I kind of looked up to him. He looked up to me, and, you know, we kind of took bits and pieces of each other's games and try to make each other stronger, because hopefully we'll once again be together for a couple years, many years. So,
what do you think you're going to have to show to be able to crack that Jets roster this year and make another jump?
That's tough. I mean, it's going to be tough, obviously. And whether I'm starting at center or on the wing, I think it's just being willing to do anything. I got to go in there, work hard, and kind of see what happens.
And last one, just for me, with a whole new crop of guys, just obviously got drafted in the last few days out there. What have you seen? Obviously, you're just 2 days into this, but what have you seen from some of these new arrivals in town?
Yeah, well, they're really excited. I've talked to a couple of them. I got to talk to Christian, the first rounder there. Really excited, obviously. I kind of remember those days at the draft party. I was watching it and kind of got chills a couple times because I brought back good memories. And, you know, really, once again, like you said, I haven't seen him on the ice very well, but... once again, trust the organization that they're picking the right people.
Do you have any advice to the younger guys?
Yeah, just have fun. Meet as many people as you can, though. Get every name. Start to really, kind of come home here and make this kind of place your home. So.